State Division of Emergency Management spokesperson Andrew Beckett says the week is designed for public relations to alert the public to start thinking about possible severe weather.
It's just a reminder that severe weather can happen at any time and in pretty much any location. It's important to think ahead and have a plan in place for whatever situation you may find yourself in, just such as where to go inside your home and what to do if you're driving around outdoors.
Beckett said we had 23 tornadoes in Wisconsin last year, which is about average. The largest tornado cut right through portions of the North Woods.
The biggest we had was an EF3 that was on the ground for 83 miles across Polk, Barron, Rusk, and Price counties. Downed trees destroyed more than 50 trailer homes in a mobile home park near Chautauqua, and one person was killed in Barron County also. That was actually the longest a tornado has been on the ground since 1950, when modern record keeping began.
The state also experienced an outbreak of 10 tornadoes on June 14th last year across Shawnee, Winnebago, Outagamie, Brown, and Washera counties. A mock tornado watch will be issued April 12th at 1 p.m., followed by a statewide mock tornado warning at 1:45 p.m. Many radio and TV stations across the state will issue the test tornado warnings. In addition, mock alerts will be issued on NOAA weather radios, and many communities will sound their tornado sirens to test emergency severe weather plans. Later, a mock tornado warning will be issued at 6:45 p.m. to give families and second shift workers a chance to practice their emergency plans. Ken Krall, WXPR News.